when I asked a Thai friend what her gamatana was, gamatana, meditation object, she said, "Kwang wang," then added, "Dam wang." Can you explain? So, kwang wang is like emptiness, and the way, the idiom that it could be interpreted as sort of like complete emptiness, full emptiness. It's an unusual use of the language, which I haven't heard anybody use before. Quan Wang is ordinary, in the sense of speaking about emptiness as an object of contemplation. And it's actually one of the means of establishing the mind in order to it's called an well it, the English translation is there's emancipation, so that there are different types of emancipation, so that through the contemplation of not self and the directing attention to emptiness, so that emptiness is a gate or either a gate into understanding not self or the manifestation of the result of contemplation of not self, so that it works both ways. Similar with contemplation of impermanence, of anicca. And these are also types of, say, of concentration or samadhi, so that the concentration or samadhi based on emptiness, and on animitta samadhi is the samadhi or concentration based on impermanence, and it literally means sort of signless, so that one's not holding to any signs, any manifestations of phenomena. One seeing the arising and ceasing as the object, so the mind settles in one point with a signless concentration. Contemplation of dukkha, of unsatisfactoriness, it's both apanahita samadhi and apanahita vimoksa, so the emancipation through desirelessness, or the concentration through the gate of desirelessness. And desirelessness in the sense that one's seeing clearly the fraught nature of experience, so one isn't conceiving of a desire towards phenomena. And the mind settles and frees itself.